morning, and I'm very pleased that you could join us this morning. We're very privileged. We feel very pleased to be here in Washington, D.C. I would have to say this is the most opportune time when you consider some of the challenges that are before us. I think the number one concern, of course, that we're dealing with and concerned about, as Ms. Rodebaugh mentioned, was the issue of the deficit. With this $2 trillion deficit, I think we're always concerned about what it Korea when we look at the FTAs, we also look at TPP. We see that TPP is a major priority for this, our country, also for the red meat industry. So we look forward to seeing that process moving forward, and we hope the talks in Vietnam, and hopefully the fact that they can do and conclude the framework this year by November, I think would be encouraging. Also, that would allow some of the countries who are not members or who have joined the TPP to take a closer look at this, and hopefully they would buy into this as soon as possible. I think talking about the trade environment, getting unencumbered access in these markets where we don't have complete access as a result of the BSC issue is the top priority for this organization. We still feel, and Joel Haggard can speak to this in spades, that we're probably still leaving $1 billion on the table every year by not having complete access in Japan, 30 months in Japan, or access in China. So, especially the Chinese economy, where you've had this tremendous growth and it's spread out throughout China, we think the sooner that we can have meaningful access in China, it's going to be very significant. Attended with that, though, we do have issues with China, and they're not just issues of access for BSC and some of the other areas. We have a labeling issue that's confronting us. Seems very insurmountable. We have a June 1 date, and we hope that this can be resolved in that period of time. With Taiwan, again, both down on beef and pork, been such a performing market for us for the last 3 or 4 years, and then all of a sudden we had this problem in January where they come out with the zero tolerance, ignoring the world standards set by the OECD, on certain compounds, and this has really, really, I think, brought into play this whole issue of a country's sovereignty versus their international obligations. And so I think that it remains to be seen how we can play this out, but we are working at this very, very closely. And I think lastly, another issue that we'll deal with this meeting, and hopefully this will happen this year as well, will be the Russian WTO accession. We really think there's